We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Welcome to the first special edition emergency cast of the Spike Feed. My name is Curtis, and I'm just your typical Spike. On the line with me, V-neck no matter what the weather, my good buddy and producer, Cameron McCoy. What's up, man?
Not a lot, man. What's going on? You texted me saying, we got to do a cast, and I'm really excited. Did Stoneforge finally get unbanned from Modern?
Yeah, totally, Cameron. They saw your video and they heard your prayers. What honestly happened is I sent you a text message that was a screenshot and three letters. we kind of went from there. So this is us doing just kind of a weird B-side kind of recording in light of these are recent bannings. Truth be told, we were going to originally record on Thursday night, so this is kind of us doubling up for the week that we're going to miss on Sunday for those of you regular listeners. So sorry about that in advance, but holy cow, we had to cast tonight. We had to, right?
Yes.
So let's pretend that you're someone who's just has appeared in your feed and you don't honestly know what's going on. I mean, I had no clue that any of this was happening. I got into cell phone signal range at about 5 o'clock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's happened. So banned and restricted announcement, which I believe this is a week earlier than they normally do it.
It is. Yep.
So the standard bannings are Imrakul, the Promise End, Smuggler's Copter, and Reflector Mage. The modern bannings are Jataxian Probe and Golgari Grave Troll. And the legacy bannings are, screw you guys, we hope your format dies. So, I think that pretty much rounds out the entire vibe of the thing. So,
yeah.
Top to bottom, let's go, Cameron. There's a lot to say here. So, Imrakul, the Promised End, is our starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this was the least odd. I played standard. I've been playing green black delirium. Imrakul is it's a good card. We'll say that. I mean, I'm surprised that it was banned, but on the level, I'm not super like stunned to see it go. What about you?
Yeah, totally there with you. Not stunned. Although I would say that, there's ways to deal with this card. Yes, it's not fun, and it can shut down a game. But, you know, I've played against this card a couple times, actually, last week, and had a fairly easy time, you know, getting around the Imrakul or the inevitable Imrakul. I mean, yes, hard card, but I can see this one kind of maybe going bye-bye from standard.
Yeah, and, I mean, again, it's one that I kind of took a bath on because I have Imrakuls, right?
Mm-hmm.
But... we'll talk about the financial and later on. However, this one just kind of felt like, okay, this is a reasonable one to remove from the metagame. Now, Smuggler's Copter. How do you feel about this one?
Had this happened, you know, maybe two sets in where we've seen Smuggler's Copter and we're seeing, you know, every deck running a four of it, sure, maybe then. But we've only been one set in. And we have a ton of new vehicles coming out with the next set. And while, you know, yes, the lootability is extremely powerful and everybody is running this, I think I would have given this another 5 weeks until they announce the next ban list. So that's kind of how I feel about this. This one was a little questionable on my part. Sure, a lot of people are playing it, but it's a good card.
Yeah, the not waiting until Fatal Push particularly is in the meta seems like really strange. And, you know, we went through the spoiler earlier, just a couple days ago, actually, and then we talked about all of the potential combo decks, and it felt like the Smuggler's Copter decks could really overcome this Saheeli Rai Splinter Twin deck relatively easy. Now, look, full disclaimer, I haven't play tested this stuff, but we're also talking about a format where a Fatal Push would have existed. Shock would have existed. While it cannot kill the copter, it can definitely kill the cheap things that would have crewed the copter. So there was definitely some play. I mean, we're talking about a card that was in the last set, you know? And, you know, while I do definitely see the analog to Umezawa's Jitte, I think we're talking about a much less necessary and much less powerful card. And Jit didn't get banned in Standard. So it is a strange kind of vibe. And then the last, like, I mean, the real eyebrow raiser is our old friend Reflector Mage.
Oh, man. I mean, just think back to Stoneforge Mystic and Jace and just how incredibly powerful that combo, that combination of cards was. When I think Reflector Mage, I'm thinking right there on par with those two cards.
I sense a little bit of, I feel like you're being facetious, Cameron.
Yeah, it just maybe a little sarcasm there.
Dude,
What the heck?
This is, I was so stunned to read this. So first of all, you and I just went through the blue-white flash. Now the reasoning for this banning, if you look at the WotC article, felt a little bizarre because they were like, yo, blue-white flash is the most played deck in the meta. And we know people hate Reflector Mage from Collected Company days, so we're just going to give that card the axe. If you look at the list, the blue-white flash list, like I would put it as not as powerful as Smuggler Copter, which is already banned. I understand that. I would say it's not as powerful as Gideon in that deck.
Oh, no.
In this particular version, I would actually say Archangel Avacyn is probably a better card as well. So, I mean, I actually would have looked more favorably upon them banning Gideon than Reflector Mage. Now, some of this might be tainted by the fact that, look, if you're looking for suspect number one when it comes to playing Reflector Mage in Standard, I was that guy, right? I heard some serious bagpipe music when I saw his name on the ban list, right? But I just think this one feels unnecessary, and it feels like they're kind of pandering. I don't know. I mean, I don't know that Reflector Mage is a necessary card. It's just such a what. Now, you had said that maybe it has something to do with the upcoming cards being more frustrating with Reflector Mage.
Possibly, right? I mean, I'm just looking on Reddit and whatnot. It just looks like a lot of people are pointing to the Saheeli, I can't remember the name of the cat combo, the Splinter Twin combo, essentially, where maybe there would be some sort of shenanigan where your Reflector Mage, you could bounce the cat to replay it and then restart the combo or something like that. I don't know. I mean, to me, a Collected Company where you're getting two cards, one of which can be an instant speed Reflector Mage, is a heck of a lot better than just casting a Reflector Mage. And I just don't see it, man. This is just the most bonkers, absurd thing I've seen in a long time. And I want people to shout at me and say, no, you don't understand. Like, this card is busted. I don't see it. Being a disliked card should not be a reason for a banning, right? Otherwise, like, Sensei's Divining Top, I think would have been banned a long time ago.
Yeah, let's get there in a second. But I'll say this, like, it feels like Reflector Mage is getting punished for transgressions of a different era, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like judging Stevie Wonder on his later catalog versus his newer catalog or his original catalog. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This feels like such a non-starter, and it was like, okay, well, we've got to pull something out of this blue-white flash deck. What's the one that will affect people the least?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now it's losing 8 cards, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal feelings are Spell Queller is a more powerful card as well, but I would have greatly preferred Gideon to get pulled out of that deck. I think it would have been much more interesting. Gideon really gums up the ground in those matchups, right? Okay, so overall, though, the standard bannings feel like a panic to me. It feels like, because, I mean, they haven't banned this many cards in standard in a long time. And, you know, there's been all this discussion about standard tournament attendance collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the emergence of Frontier. And then we get people who work at Wizards tweeting out, hey, guys, what numerical value would you give standard on a scale of 1 to 10? And people are messaging back 2 and 3. So clearly they feel like they had to do something drastic. What's weird is we changed standard rotation. We said, okay, we're not going to shorten it up anymore. We're going to get it back to the length it was so people can play with their cards. And then we ban these kind of pillars of these decks. And while I think there are varying levels of I'm okay with them or not, I think this is a very bad indicator of consumer confidence in this product. Because, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that bought their Emrakuls yesterday for $20 or $30 or whatever they were, and they are nothing today. Nothing. Right?
The guy who bought Smuggler Copters on MTGO last night because he's going to play them in standard.
For example?
Yeah. We won't name names, Cameron, but yeah.
Or a guy that traded very highly for some Korean Reflector Mage. No.
Yeah.
My Reflector Mages are Korean, by the way. I just feel that strongly about that card. But no, I mean, that is a horrible thing for people that, look, not every Magic player is of the same financial means. And some people save up multiple paychecks to get into one of these standard decks. And when the rug's pulled out from under them like this, that's a bad sign, right? Mm-hmm. Second, the other big elephant in the room for me is, why was this just not Aetherworks Marvel? Right? I think that is one of the biggest problems. That's not being solved here. Aetherworks Marvel is still going to be a top tier deck. You're still going to cheat in massive things. I'm really worried that we're going to see because when you take Smuggler's Copter out, all the very aggressive decks are gone.
It's true. Yeah.
And I mean, I assume we'll see more like a green white humans list again, like the humans. Dahlia's Lieutenant will be the aggressive deck, but I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to be fast enough.
Yeah, perplexing.
All right, let's talk Modern for a while. So, Cameron, what are your thoughts on Jataxian Probe, and should we just start there?
Okay. I have the least to say, actually, on Golgari Grave Troll. But G-Probe, I mean, what? Maybe I have the least to say on this because I only have one question. Why? Like, it makes no sense. And as we were talking earlier, this just demolishes Storm. I mean, it seems like from the very beginning with Storm, like, tools and pieces have been slowly whittled away. And then you get, like, something like the new human wizard legendary creature that's going to be reprinted where it's like, oh, look, Storm has a new tool that could possibly do something for the deck. And they remove key component. Like, I mean, they might as well just remove, you know, the Storm cards.
And that, what you just said, is the biggest problem with their banned philosophy in Modern, and it's always been the problem. Is instead of addressing the actual cards that are the problem, we go after the, quote, enablers.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you have just a ton of collateral damage for these decks. So, okay, let's call a spade a spade. So first of all, Dredge was too good. It's been too good ever since they printed Cathartic Reunion. They even mentioned that in the article. They don't do anything about Cathartic Reunion or Prized Amalgam, the true cards that have made Dredge too good. Instead, they've said Golgari Grave Troll is the card that enables those cards the most. We're going to let people keep Dredge and get rid of the Grave Troll. Not in love with that decision. I don't know that it's going to be enough because another Dredger is just going to be in that spot. Yeah. And it just adds more variance to the Dredge deck. It doesn't change the dredge experience for those of you who are the opponent.
Yeah.
Right?
It slows it down maybe just a tad. But, I mean, there's no difference between a Stinkweed Imp and a Golgari Grave Troll, really, honestly, right?
Yeah, you can change the dredge numbers all you want, but the numbers aren't changing on Cathartic Reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so that is a big beef with me. But the bigger problem is G-Pro, because the decks that it was enabling, and they mentioned this, there were a lot of turn three kills through Infect and through Death Shadow Zoo, because they were aware of what your hand was and were more likely to, quote, go all in. Their words, not mine. And I would argue very strongly that the problem was Become Immense. And every time I played the format, I felt like the problem is Become Immense.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about something that is basically a Berserk, if not worse, and in fact. And instead of addressing that card, we're somehow addressing the Enabler. But here's what's going to happen. Is Death Shadow Zoo is going to play another Phyrexian mana card. Might be Surgical Extraction. Might be Gutshot. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to play something else that goes into their graveyard that's Phyrexian mana. Meanwhile, Infect is going to play another pump spell. Might be Mutagenic Growth, which is also Phyrexian mana, guys. It's a pump spell. Meanwhile, decks that are trying to play Probe in the way it's intended, for example, Delver, for example, Storm, nothing. The Mentor deck that has been floating around that uses Probe, forget it. Those decks, I mean, Delver is incredibly hurt by this. Incredibly hurt. And Storm is almost non-existent. Like, I don't know how you can play it without Probe now. You needed that. And we have effectively killed two decks to reduce the power level of two busted decks that are still going to kill you all the time on turn four. Because here's the truth, and I love modern players, okay? They are not going to respect your bluff. Have you played modern at FNM?
Yeah.
The Infect player's not going to go, well, hey, he's got that blue up. He might have a Vapor Snack. I should hold on. No, they're just going to go for it, man.
You know what they're going to do? Like, I'm going to, like, use my Mana Leak to counter whatever pump spell they have. And then they're like, great, that just added something to my Become Immense Delve spell. And I still get to kill. I mean, you know, that information is irrelevant when you're right. The power level of these cards, I don't understand why they're taking away archetypes instead of adding archetypes, right? That's the thing that really kind of bugs me. It's like, Dredge is a thing. It was kind of a thing before Prized Amalgam or Cathartic Reunion, and you're right. Those are the cards that are the problems, not the little enabler cards. Ugh, it's just, I could go on, and my thoughts are just incoherent with just pure rage right now.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because I feel like it's a bad PR move for Modern. We have no Modern Pro Tour anymore. Unbanning cards just feels like, I don't know, like a fabulous thing to do from the perspective of the players, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a few things are true here. The Modern scene is used to this culture of banning, and it's a part of the discussion of the format almost every time you bring it up. I think it's unhealthy. I think it's led to Frontier being even more of a thing because people feel not stable in their Modern investment, right? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you could have it, people say, oh, well, just don't have a tier one deck. Guys, Storm is like tier what, three, tier two now? And your deck just got banned out of the format. Good luck with that, you know? And so that's really hurt this format. And by just adding cards, the guy that's just sitting there with ad nauseum or whatever, he doesn't have to worry about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they've decided to go down this path, and I think it's a horrible, horrible thing to do. And let's just say what it this these two bans makes Jund the best deck again. I would be stunned, and I mean stunned, if Jund is not the best deck again after these two cards are gone. So, Jundville population us yet again. Here we go. anyway, Cameron, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get it all out of my system here. But I'm just really negative about these bands. I mean, maybe next time we'll record, I'll feel a little bit more middle of the road. The standard bands, I feel like, outside of Reflector Mage being a little bit bizarre and disappointing, I'm okay with.
Sure.
I'm okay with. Yeah. The modern bands I find extremely frustrating for the reasons you've outlined. So, I mean, are you just going to make a video, a YouTube video this week of you just screaming into a pillow?
Yeah, that's what I should do, right? Oh, man. Yeah, there's just... I just don't know how to judge this entire thing. I mean, it just seems like they're making a lot of missteps, and I don't know how you even like right these wrongs, if that's even the right term. But you know, I have my opinion. Everybody has their opinions, but I think as a whole, as a Magic community, we can all get behind and say, what are they thinking with G-Pro? What are they thinking with this? And why aren't they doing this? Like, I mean, I think we can all get behind that. And that's what I think is most frustrating.
Yeah, and I mean, let's pour one out for our legacy friends out there who've gotten... I mean, they've had to live with Miracles being the best deck for 2 years, 3 years. And radio silence, man. Radio silence. But yet again... we're seeing cards banned in Modern that aren't even in the best deck in the format. And that's weird. That's weird. Mm-hmm. So anyway, guys, thanks so much for joining us on our
tirade.
I really hope it was coherent. Yeah, so we will see you guys not Sunday, but a week from Sunday. Thanks for tuning in.